The Strider encounter boils down to a set of performances and the Strider's AI-driven minigun. Maintaining the illusion that the Strider was aware of and hunting the player while delivering these performances required a delicate coordination between animation and AI systems. We used a variety of approaches to make the Strider feel like an intelligent creature hunting the player. Players in VR move very slowly by first-person shooter standards, so we have the Strider alternate between chasing performances, following the player through the level, and then hunting performances, focused on tracking and firing at the player, or looking for them. Triggering the different stages of this pursuit took a lot of playtesting. We paid close attention to how playtesters would move through the level, and then built the triggers and iterated on the animations to support the most common behaviors. It was very much a back-and-forth conversation to evolve a beat into something that most players would believe the Strider was truly hunting them. Early playtesters would grow weary of being shot at without any downtime or contrasting experiences. So we identified the beats that would create that contrast and layer them in when we saw playtesters become fatigued. Things like the Strider bashing the wall, walking over you, chasing you up an elevator shaft, all acted as ways to break up the experience and surprise the player. Whenever we had feedback a playtester was growing or looked bored or fatigued, we would brainstorm different ways to insert these beats, and then test it to verify that they were paced correctly. One of the tools we used was a sophisticated look-at system on the Strider. The system tracked the player and would procedurally orient different parts of the Strider to face the player. The body, minigun, and Gauss cannon all had different lookats to break up the effect when the Strider lost or acquired the player. These could be independently enabled or disabled at specific times to make it feel like the Strider was directly addressing the player. In each animation of the sequence, the lookat on the minigun and body would be enabled or disabled based on whether the Strider should be able to see the player at that point.